Implementing technologies using project management. Implementing major business changes, including but not limited to new technologies, requires project management experience and the use of proven project management methodologies, such as those defined by the Project Management Institute's Project Management Body of Knowledge, or PMBOK. Project management is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the use of skills and knowledge in coordinating the organizing, planning, scheduling, directing, controlling, monitoring, and evaluating of prescribed activities to ensure that the stated objectives of a project, manufactured good, or service are achieved. Project management fundamentals. Projects are temporary endeavors that have unique deliverables. They have a definite beginning and an end. Regular operations, not projects, are used to orchestrate, plan, source, transform, order, fulfill, and return standard products or products that are customized within a certain range. Projects, on the other hand, are needed when deliverables must be based on unique customer requirements, which is why the engineer-to-order manufacturing environment uses project management. Technology implementations need one-time deliverables that are customized to the organization's requirements, so these also use project management. Regardless of whether traditional or agile project management is used, projects need clear assignment of responsibilities. All projects need to have a formal charter signed by authorized executives that appoints a project manager or equivalent, formally approves the use of funds and resources up to a limit, sets forth high-level timelines, risks, trade-offs, and assumptions, and has SMART criteria for determining the degree to which the project is a success. The document should be brief, such as one page. One or more executives should also champion or sponsor the project. This role maintains enthusiasm and champions the project's importance and the need for the ideal state to be achieved. Project team members need to have the right skills to be involved because teams are customized to the specific need. This ensures that teams are lean and effective. Team member selection criteria also include availability during the portion of the project in which the person will be needed. While full-time participation improves results, any part-time participation needs to be specifically allocated to the project and approved by the person's functional manager. Other stakeholders also need clear roles, and these can be indicated by using a RACE-C, Responsible, Accountable, Consult, Inform, matrix, as shown in Exhibit 8-17. Only one person can be accountable for a given part of a project, for example, accountable for success or failure, but multiple people can be assigned responsibility for executing a particular task. Some people, like subject matter experts, will need to be consulted for their feedback. Other people, such as executives, just need to be kept informed. As shown in Exhibit 8-18, the project manager is responsible for communicating with the various stakeholders. The dotted line shows how team members allocated from functional areas still need to communicate with their supervisors when a portion of their time is still devoted to ongoing operations work. A formal kickoff meeting can help formalize these roles, generate enthusiasm, and ensure ongoing communication. Exhibit 8-18, Project Manager and Communication. Psychologist Bruce Tuckman proposed that teams do not begin their group existence as a highly productive unit. Instead, the group evolves in stages toward greater functionality, as shown in Exhibit 8-19. Exhibit 8-19, Tuckman Ladder of Team Development. During forming, team members are trying to understand their roles. During storming, conflict and competition for status are expected. The team may also question the project's objectives. The project manager needs to work hard to enforce ground rules and expectations. During norming, teams grow in confidence and project managers facilitate collaboration and sustain motivation. During performing, the team is at peak efficiency and project managers help with long-term skill development. During adjourning, lessons learned are captured, successes are celebrated, and teams are disbanded. Avoiding common pitfalls. Simply claiming to use project management is not the same as properly managing a project. Organizations need to fully commit to a rigorous process, get the support of top management, train their project managers and teams, and use change management to instill best practices into the organization's culture. Here are some common causes for the failure of projects. Budget or schedule or other important constraint is significantly missed. Project results are ineffective, for example, unacceptable deliverables. Deliverables have no valid purpose. For example, the project used resources without adding to business value. Project sponsors or managers allow scope creep, the uncontrolled expansion of project scope without allocation of additional time or funds. Exhibit 8-20 shows some common pitfalls along with some corresponding best practices described in the Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge. Source: A Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PMBOK Registered Trademark Guide, 5th edition, 2013. Traditional Project Management. For projects with requirements that can be frozen early on, traditional, sometimes called predictive, project management techniques can be used, and this will help control project costs and keep the project on its deadline. The project phases, from initiating to planning to execution to closing, are performed sequentially, somewhat like a stepped waterfall, with monitoring and controlling performed throughout. However, even in traditional projects, the work unfolds through a process the PMBOK guide describes as progressive elaboration. This means that as a project moves through its phases, there is a continual feedback loop that uses information being gained through project work to make planning and execution more focused, accurate, and efficient. The work done during the planning phase is most critical to a traditional project's success. Even though, as Exhibit 8-21 shows, the largest cost accumulation occurs during the executing phase, planning represents the largest opportunity to affect project cost. Activities and risks that are poorly planned will contribute to increased costs later, a trend that is very difficult to reverse or correct. Exhibit 8-21, Project Costs by Phase, included in the project plan are the critical project baselines, which include the following. Scope Baseline. The scope baseline includes the following. Project Scope Statement. A clear description of the project's objectives, a list of deliverables, and clarification about what the deliverables include and do not include. The scope statement is a key document since it validates the project's scope plan, the project manager's and project team's perception of deliverables, against the customer's statement of work, the customer's perception of deliverables. Work Breakdown Structure, WBS, the primary planning tool for organizing project work, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as a hierarchical description of a project in which each lower level is more detailed. The WBS is critical since it provides the basis for planning project material, resources, cost, and timing, and for identifying project risks. The WBS should include 100% of what will be done on the project. If it is not on the WBS, it is out of scope. A WBS lists deliverables or results that should be achieved, not activities to do, so it is a bit like a bill of materials. An example of a WBS is shown in Exhibit 8-22, but note that for brevity some of the categories are left unexploded. For example, project management would include all of the various project plans, such as assembly team staffing plans or installation plans. Exhibit 8-22, Work Breakdown Structure, Conveyor Belt Example, Project Schedule. The project manager first defines activities that are needed to create each item on the WBS. Once all activities are defined, they can be placed in sequence. The project manager may arrange for activities to be done concurrently if they don't depend on the completion of other activities or have resource conflicts. Others must be done sequentially. For each activity, the project manager estimates the resources required, human and other, including required skill levels. Next, the project manager calculates activity durations. The total project duration is then how long it will take to do the longest string of activities that need to be done sequentially. This is the shortest possible project duration and is called the critical path. The schedule is perhaps subdivided for important deliverables or milestones that evoke / no-go decision points. If approved, the schedule can be revised during the course of the project. Schedules can be represented using Gantt charts or various types of diagrams that show which activities can be done sequentially versus which can be done in parallel. An example is shown in Exhibit 8-23. Exhibit 8-23, Project Schedule, Gantt Chart View for Conveyor Belt Project, Project Budget. Costs are estimated from the bottom up starting at the activity level. The cost of the materials and resources is estimated for each activity, and then these costs are rolled up, aggregated to determine the budget. As with a schedule, often this results in costs that are unacceptable to cost constraints. At that point, the project manager can work on the project budget from the top down, starting with the cost constraint or target budget, and then determining whether it is feasible to get the same work done for less by using fewer resources and likely a longer schedule, or if the project scope needs to be adjusted to fit within the available budget. The budget includes direct and indirect costs. Project reserve funds the project manager can use for possible cost overruns, and separate management allocated reserve funds that may be available to the project on management's approval. The budget may be allocated to stages reflective of the resources used in each stage. The project manager will monitor and control the project against these baselines. Specific project management measurement tools exist and can be used to provide detailed information on performance relative to the schedule and budget baselines. Regular and reliable reports are vital for control. Control should be exercised daily, since a project gets off schedule a day at a time and off budget a dollar at a time. When course corrections are needed, project managers may need to rearrange some additional activities to allow them to be done concurrently, called fast-tracking, when possible, or will add workers on activities to shorten their duration, called crashing, as is feasible from a cost and human resources perspective. The project manager will reject or put off changes to the scope unless formally approved by a change control board and additional funds and schedule are provided. This is to help avoid scope creep, customer requests for extra work, or goal plating, team members do unasked for work. The change control board reviews formal change requests to assess budget/schedule feasibility, technical merit, and potential for integration impact. Approved changes result in updated project baselines. As needed and at the close of the project manager will end team member assignments and close contracts with providers. This helps control project costs. The customer will review deliverables and accept or reject them. Additional work requested after formal approval will require new contractual arrangements and costs, so it is vital to carefully inspect deliverables prior to formal acceptance. Agile project management, for example, Scrum. For technologies such as software or for new technologies that require prototypes, the customer requirements might need to have a high degree of variability and might change even late in the project. This helps such technologies to be responsive to competitor actions, to information learned from prototype feedback, and so on. For such projects, an agile project methodology is recommended. One type called Scrum is used below as an example. Basically, the various agile methods use intense customer participation, regular iteration with planning just for that iteration, and incremental planning to enable rearranging the priority of work on a regular basis. A key benefit of agile methods is that they can turn innovation into results much faster than traditional project management. For software, for example, a first release called a minimum viable product, MVP, is created to get the product functioning at a basic level quickly, and then future releases add functionality in stages. Some supply chain management functional areas even run their operations as a series of agile projects. Scrum example. Scrum is a Rugby term that implies that the team needs to move forward as a unit by letting various members take the lead as needed. Scrum can be used to prioritize and reprioritize continuous improvement tasks or mini projects, for example, Kaizen events, such as to alleviate a new bottleneck area. The basic process is to create a visual board that has cards with all of the work to do, backlog in the first column, all the work in process, perhaps in various stages in one or more columns, and the work that is done in a final column. This is called a Kanban board or Scrum board. It was inspired by lean Kanban boards. The team meets on a regular basis and plans tasks that can be done before the next regular meeting. Each fixed time period is called a sprint or iteration. In the meeting, the team can reprioritize the items in the backlog, moving the most important cards to the top, and update the status of tasks by moving a card to a new column. A goal is to keep the team focused on current work before starting too many new things. The team also meets briefly on a daily basis, a daily stand-up, to discuss what they did, what they are doing, and any problems. At the end of the sprint, they review lessons learned and decide on ways to improve the process, a retrospective. Rather than using a formal project manager, a Scrum Master is used. This person ensures that the Scrum methodology is used and works to remove obstacles while letting various team members take the lead as needed. A product owner role represents the needs of the customer. This could be an internal customer.